it's so funny because everyone's rippy on him. It's like, who's Lars Eller? Well, he's a Stanley Cup champion, and he's allowed to talk.
That's true. He's got the ring.
He has the ring. He has the ring. He's going home, and he's polishing it.
Mm-hmm. And I think, just an ending note, I feel like the league, I want to say they have to do more, a better job marketing their players, because the only way the game's going to grow is if you have people to look at, and if you don't have those faces and those faces of the league and teams, you're just left with like...
You're left with nothing. Fans that go watch like other leagues.
Exactly. And like the NBA does it well. The NFL does it well.
The MLB
a little bit. But some of the NHL needs to work on, I think.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank you all for tuning in to CJLO Sports on CJLO 1690 AM. Signing off, I'm Matthew Coit with Nicholas DiGiovanni.
CJLO News, I'm Martin Batzorek. The STM garage sale was the hottest place to be on Sunday, as hundreds of Montrealers lined up to buy a piece of transit memorabilia. The sale was held at the Belle Chasse garage, which has been the home to the city's fleet since 1941, and is set to be demolished next year. According to CBC, the sale will not be the last of its kind. STM has said more items will be available for sale as renovations at metro stations continue. A new agreement between the British Columbia government and First Nations communities recognizes that Indigenous rights are inherent. According to the Globe and Mail, this new approach is set to build a collaborative and ongoing government-to-government relationship that can adapt to changing circumstances over time. The First Nations and the government are set to develop a constitutionally protected treaty on the issues of self-government, jurisdiction, and land ownership, while administrative and operational policy matters would be included in supplementary agreements. Canada has promised a $50 million contribution to the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency. According to CBC, over a two-year period, the money will assist the health and education efforts of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. Canadian Foreign Ministry hopes the money will help with efforts to improve poverty, unemployment, and food insecurity in the region.
The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1600.
Oh, my God. Welcome to CMZO. This is Concordia Music Zone Out with your host, Aaliyah Guerra. We've got a guest in the house. What's up, Joseph? Tell the people what's up.
Hey, what's up? It's Joseph. I'm a first-year Concordia student. I like sharing music, talking about it. And yeah, I'm here to have a good time as well.
Yeah, so I'm just really excited because Joseph and I, we got to chat a little bit at a jam session at Reggie's about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And we were just chatting about, you know, music and different bands that we like, and we realized we had a pretty similar taste in music. So we're just going to play some tracks, you know, talk a little bit about some music and some songs that we like. And we hope you guys enjoy, too. Don't forget, this is CJLO 1690, and we're just going to keep the music coming. So here we go.
Hey yo, I've heard it all before, but yo, before we heard it all, before we learned to Dougie and before we learned to ball, they used to be your thing, I think they called it a song, and you'd hear it anytime you turned the radio on, you'd hit record on the tape deck, yep, buy new records every paycheck, there's no real tracks, it's like a train wreck, these days DJs play the same mess, I still got hope, turn up my radio, all they talk is bitches and getting hoes. That's cool, but where on earth did all the ladies go?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right, they always at my show. I switch it up, funk you up like a pick and roll.
Bam.
You suckers ain't even in my peripheral.
Nope.
Big up to anyone who stay original. Still got me feeling like this is a prison now, cause
all that they play, hey, is always the same.
Same.
All I can say,
safe to say. Safe to say. Where's it at, y'all? Your queen was a machine. The Silvers were iller than disease. And my man Bill Withers was mean. Thriller was killer.
Guillotine!
Mini Ripperton, keep you listening like it's nicotine. Marley was on a mission and Stevie had inner visions.
Yeah.
Now we don't even listen, cause singers ain't even singing.
Nah.
We need to bring it back to how it was in the beginning.
Word.
There's more to write about than just clubbing and how you living.
Yeah.
But record companies are more concerned about making millions.
Ooh.
Dumb it down, dress it up, feed it to our children. Hanging on, idiots thinking that they are brilliant. Fail, no win, y'all lost like Gilligan. I'm real, y'all fake, no instruments. The people are dying for something different. At times I'm furious, call me Nicholas. I'm sick of this.
All that they play,
hey,
is always the same.
Same.
All I can say,
safe to say.
Is where's yesterday?
Where's it at, y'all? Yeah. City Black's like a deluxe sort of fresh and all that, y'all. I ain't even trying yet, that's why they call me Slacker. My rhythm make these B-boys wanna break Tractor, like rookies riding on double diamonds and Jasper. We on point like a needle, and dosage is lethal. We don't need a spot like Heath Aquino. Soul movement, no ego. We do it
for the people.
It's
always the same.
Same.
All I can say,
safe to say.
Where's yesterday?
Cause
all that they play,
hey,
is always the same.
Same.
All I can say,
safe to say.
Is where's yesterday?
You love me more. I think you. business. We make love and something more.
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Find your path to calm, balance, and peace. To a place where your mind is at ease, your body lively, and your mood lifted. Grove Campus offers yoga to help you cope with the stress of everyday living while giving back to the community. All sessions are donation-based, with all proceeds going to charity. Join us at the NDG Community Center, 3757 Avenue Prud'homme, every Monday at 6:45, and find your path to a better you. And make sure to like Grove Campus on Facebook and follow at Grove Campus on Instagram.
Push that button.
We hope you're still with us, CJLO 1690 AM. We're in the studio with your host, Aaliyah Guerra, and we've got Joseph. So, Joseph, you just asked me a really interesting question, yeah. And I had to stop you. Just so we could share it with everybody, everyone that's listening right now. So, could you mind just asking that question again?
Like, what type of hip-hop do you like?
Yeah, so he asked, what kind of hip-hop do I like? This is very important to me, just having lyrical content. Like, clearly there was some time put into it so that, you know, in maybe 10-20 years you can still relate to it or still, you know, sing the lyrics. I just think having some melodic thought that was put into the music. Music is really about the feeling, not just how hard that beat is, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the beat is a big part, but I think just melody helps you remember. It just adds another.
Too.
For
and
sure.
Also the overall
sure.
message as well. Like,
definitely, definitely.
Tupac's lyrics is still transcend. Like,
exactly.
It's still relevant today. Even
exactly.
Biggie.
It's like there's a story in the lyrics. Mm. There's like a struggle in the lyrics and the feeling is still there. Like, I think just being a true artist, you're able to capture so much more than just a beat, you know?
And it's also like, I find quite shameful that a lot of people have this misconception that hip hop, it's all about like sex, drugs, money, party. And like, do you, you know, you should give it a try, have an open mind and like listen to those type of artists that really focus on the lyrics.
Exactly. And originally, I mean, you know, hip hop did kind of come out of the just disco and things like that. But at the same time, it sort of evolved into this vehicle to express social injustice and things that was going on, just because people wouldn't listen in a courtroom. Okay, put it in a song. People are more likely to listen to that and get your message. And like, what about you? What kind of hip-hop is for you?
Right now, I'm currently listening to, like, I guess the SoundCloud rap movement.
Or okay, emo. Okay. Nah, I feel you. Okay.
I mean, like, it's pretty, like, controversial, right? Like, these rappers, like, I don't mean pushing, like, 6ix9ine or, like, what's his name? But, like, the whole, like, cloud rap movement, like, Young Lean, Corbin, not Lil Peep before he passed away, unfortunately, lately. Yeah, like those type of like hip hop artists I'm really like looking forward to, because they offer like a new fresh sound into the whole industry.
Right.
And how do you kind of like incorporate from other genres like punk rock, you know, metal or emo, and how do you kind of like blend it together with hip hop? It's pretty interesting.
But I mean, that's really the coolest point, is just like when you're able to see, okay, what's the next wave that's coming?
Yeah.
And it's like, how are they taking what's evolved this far and like, you know, tying that in with something that we didn't know it could be mixed with, or just creating something new in itself. So that's great. We're just gonna you know, continue on with our playlist, and we'll get back to you guys in just a little bit. So
sure.
And we're back. We were just chatting a little bit again. I forgot what your question was.
Selection radio?
Like, oopsies. Yeah, I'll let this play in the background because I like that song.
Yeah.
But yeah, selection radio. That they're really like an amazing playlist, just full of amazing music. Because I remember when I used to just be on SoundCloud, I would just shuffle selection radio, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm set for like the next 2 hours for sure." Yeah. Like, you know, it's gonna be bumping for the next 2 hours, however long it is. You also brought up a good point, like Spotify or SoundCloud, and it's like that was like it's I feel like two different worlds almost. Yeah. So I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like SoundCloud's like a landfill of music. Mm-hmm. So like. You can't you have like unlicensed tracks or like bootlegs, not bootlegs. But like,
yeah, you know, a lot of like, independent artists putting stuff up.
It's a good way to like give up music to the public, but
right.
It's less controlled compared to Spotify.
Spotify
is more like I think they're best at creating playlists or like curating music, and that's how I managed to discover most of my favorite artists
now. Yeah, same.
Through, Spotify.
Right. Continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, but SoundCloud, it's still like a good leeway of making, like...
For sure. I mean, I feel like when it comes to, like, quality control, Spotify does a pretty good job with that. Because I feel like... I remember when they got rid of, like, that YouTube kind of app where you could save music. It was like, okay, we just need to find somewhere you can get music
like
for free.
Too.
Yeah, but like LimeWire was way back. I miss LimeWire days, you know. But it's just that, like, you know, you have to sort of say, like, okay, I want a good selection of music that I don't have to pay for, and that was SoundCloud. And then I felt like because it's so easy to just put music up there, people didn't really think too much, or because you didn't even need to have that good of quality, it didn't need to get mixed and mastered and all of that. I think people just kind of took advantage of that freedom and then put anything, you know. But at the same time, it's like when you're putting music out, you kind of have to also think, okay, like if people are listening to this, will they enjoy listening to it? Will they want to listen to it? Because that's the difference between 35,000 view listens, you know, versus, you know, five, you know. It needs to also be appealing to the ear. But anyhow, we'll let you guys enjoy the music and we'll get back to you in a little bit.
Me and my soul. Sound profound, gotta have your whole body go round like a merry-go. When the tunes coming at your stereo, get strapped in, cause here we go. I'm about to take you on a ride, and if you ain't bona fide, then I'ma put you to the side, cause I only confide in those who got my back. Vertebrae, not a vulture, bird of prey, on the attack. As a matter of fact, I keep it right and exact, with my soul intact. That's what I do with me in the liquor store. Mentally, we put your mind in a figure four till you hit the floor. Now, do you want more? I know your brain ain't sure if it can handle the music that we make. It might
might even dismantle your whole cranium. We entertaining them from the small venue to the packed stadium, large and in charge, moves we making them.
And O's like tic-tac-toe, yo. What up, Liquid Store? It's David Hodges. Let's go. I'm destined to blow, my efforts will show. I get respect for the soul. I put in the syntax, just wanna spit raps, yo. Top in the charts, I did that though. I've been giving a lot, so I get back home. Just wanna be number one like a Big Mac, bro. A positive MC, but they don't really think that's dope. But I never cared, a cool dude with better hair. Got an eye for success, I'll forever stare. I felt tomato when I met the mayor. But I've been looking at my city and it's dead in here. So the lesson I share is keep on elevating. Set an example for your life and be the demonstration. It ain't the destination, I just travel in the light of playing. Scrabbing on a mic, yeah, I'm celebrating. Learn to carry patience through the rhythm and beats. Now my career's on fire, been giving you heat. I've mastered the purpose of living unique. I'm just scratching the surface if you think it is deep. Eating this beat, and I hope I digest it. Just flowing my stresses, stay so full, my blessings, I'm out.
We're back. This is CJLO 1690. We hope you enjoying the music so far. We're in the studio with your host, Aaliyah Guerra and Joseph. We were just chatting a little bit. The band that you just heard is The Liquor Store. They're a local Montreal band. And yeah, we were just feeling the music, feeling the beats a little bit. Right. We were just talking about how, you know, when we're looking for Canadian music, it is a little tricky to find a lot of Canadian artists in the soulful category, yeah. And not just genre, just in terms of, like, you know, the vibe that their music sort of brings. And, you know, we were just talking a little bit about, like, Daniel Caesar versus, like, Drake. Caesar,
yeah, like, Drake is mainly in the hip-hop, like, realm, but he's more, his sound isn't, like, distinct compared to other American rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like Canada needs to have that certain sound to it. Like, how the UK has grime music.
Right, exactly. Yeah. For sure. And I think it's just like people sort of underestimate Canada in terms of like culture and the different types of people and sounds that we have. Like, we're not just about country music and things like that and rock. Don't get me wrong. I mean, hey, we've got great artists in those categories. But I feel like when it comes to soul and, you know, different genres of music like that.
That needs to be more flourished.
Yeah. I mean, instead of people just going straight for the States, you know, I mean, hey, they've got plenty of artists, but hey, that what I'm trying to say is Canada does have a lot of different artists that have a very soulful side as well, and they should get some more plays for sure. We wanted to talk about my favorite topic here, the internet.
Obviously.
We could talk about this forever if we really wanted to. So they came to Montreal last week. I don't know. Did you hear anything about the concert?
The concert. I mean, my friend wanted me to go along with it, but like she was also a fan of the Gorillaz and the internet.
Okay. Nice.
But I'm like, I'm not really feeling with the Gorillaz.
Okay.
And like, she's like, okay, fine, me too. And like, that's about it. But if they came to Montreal as a solo act or with some openers, like, I'd be down. Like,
yeah, honestly, because you know what, they came last year solo, and it was at the Belmont. Very
2017.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, wasn't last year. 2 years ago, same year as J. Cole for Forest Hills Drive.
2015 around?
2016.
Okay.
So yeah, and they came together, they came around the same time, but solo acts, and it was a very small show. It was at the Belmont. It was packed, don't get me wrong, but it was so lit. Like, it was the best show. Yeah. I remember waiting. They took a long time to start. Oh. Long time to start.
Like,
but
how long? Like 30
two hours after, like, the time they said they were going to start. So I was just like... And I was right at the front. It was worth it. Like, I didn't want to move because I'm like, I'm right at the front. Yeah. I'm not, like, going to go through all these people again. But they were so amazing. And I loved it. It was, like, right up front. Mm-hmm. But being in the Bell Center, it's like, I was so far away.
Were you on,
like,
the bleachers or on the ground floor?
On the bleachers. Oh. I mean, I saw people trying to get a little closer, but you got security standing watching you to make sure you don't jump down now. So
that's the thing with the Bell Center, too. Like, you have assigned seatings.
Like, it's easier to the small venues. You can really get around and accidentally meet the musicians, you know?
And also, it feels like way, like, it has more of an intimate experience to
for
it,
sure,
too.
For sure, for sure. I think the artists and the fans just love that. Because I was screaming out. I was by myself. I went to the show by myself. And it was amazing. Just like from the moment they got on stage, like, the energy was just there. I mean, the crowd wasn't as filled up yet because they were the opener. But it's just like, I'm like, man, you people don't know what you're missing. Because by the time they finished, that's when the whole stadium was, like, really, really packed. But honestly, they did a great job. So we want to play a little bit of their music. They're going on tour with Moonchild, I think, after their Europe tour. But Moonchild's going to be on this last little set that we have. We do have a bit of time, though.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like we should do a break real quick and then come back so we can have some time to chat. Cool. So this is CJLO 1690 AM. And don't forget to stay tuned.
What up, y'all? It's Timothy De La Ghetto, a.k.a. Traffic.
Yo, what's good? This is Josh Crown.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Megan Lee.
This is David Trump.
This is the Mighty Major Boy.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Hicks from the Far East Movement.
It's Carol Warren.
This is Jenny.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, lyrics for Beats from the East on CJLO Radio with my man, DJ Mr. V.
Beats from the East with DJ Mr. V. Urban music from Far East Asian communities worldwide. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. only.
From October 4th to October 29th, CJLO 1690 AM will be having their annual funding drive. From our many killer events to the excellent raffle prizes, there is sure to be something for everyone. And it's all going to a good cause, supporting local community radio. Visit cjlofundingdrive.com for more information and to find out about the events and raffle prizes. Keep it locked to CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO, shoo-ba-doop. You're listening to CJLO, shoo-ba-doop. You're listening to CJLO.
Oh, yeah! Shoo-ba-doop. CJLO! Oh, CJLO. We got the soul! Oh, yeah!
CJLO.
I can't feel it.
CJLO.
It's so smooth. We like satin, baby. Satin for your sheep.
And we're back. That was like the weirdest station ID ever. But yeah, so we were talking a little bit about the internet and Moonchild. So we're going to play a song by Moonchild called Don't Wake Me. And then it's going to be followed by La Dida, which is my favorite song on Hive Mind. What's your favorite song by the internet in general or Hive Mind?
I think Palace.
Palace. Yeah. Okay, yeah. From
Palace
Cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a banger for sure. I still feel like Under Control from Ego Death is like...
Or Getaway too. As well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was like their closing song at the show, really? And people went crazy. I know I did, so yeah. Anyway, so this is Don't Wake Me by Moonchild.
For a love like this, now I never wanna let you go.
just to keep holding on, I have to wait again. While time waves at all I know, I lie awake and count the days, wishing I could dream them out. I can't escape the doubt, it's in the air. Holding out for winter and worried about spring. Every moment I know we'll share. Lie awake and count the day, wishing I could dream the mile away. Don't wait for the day.
Like your name, Charlie. Hey, why you so worried? shit, I'm out of your leg. No, I'm right beside you, talk, I ain't trying to get back, I'm rolling away. All in my face, chat with you later, go find your posse, please. I'm a smooth operator, no, I'm your favorite, but let me enjoy my sweet swap. Sorry that I'm so blasé. Why are you dancing like your name Shade? Hey, why you so worried about me? I said no, so not today.
I just came to dance, on the move. I came with you, saying la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da. Said I'm trying to dance, catch a groove. Enough for me to go around. I don't bite. Oh, me? You already know it is. And to be honest, all I really want to do is take you to the
bridge.
So now you see why I love that song, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that was La-Di-Da and Don't Wake Me. That's Moonchild first and then The Internet second. You can hear yourself okay in the mic?
Yep.
All right, cool. So, yeah, before we do our last couple of songs, I don't know. I forgot what we were talking about because we have like the best conversations
the internet?
Before.
Wait, Moonchild?
We were talking about Steve. And
yeah, Steve.
Yeah,
Lacy,
Steve,
yeah.
Steve. So Steve put out an album, I guess.
An EP,
yeah.
Right?
I think an EP.
Back in 2017.
Hence, yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I think a lot of people kind of underestimate a lot of the background people. I don't want
to
say background in the sense that they're not important, but
like
it's just like
vital to the band.
Yeah, it's just like he wasn't the lead singer. I mean, I think even on this album, he did more singing just so people know, like, yo, Steve.
Even Matt put some like vocals
Yeah, exactly. And I think just because Matt and Sid were like the first two ones in the internet, and like Matt did like keys, and he even did his own project, the Drum Chord Theory.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was lit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. There's a song called Didn't You Say, but the way he spells it is like
different. But like, that was my favorite track from.
Yeah. That was dope. And then Sid put out Finn. I think that was last year.
Back in January 2017.
Yeah. Okay. And then. Yeah, and then Patrick Page, the bassist, he had an EP out a couple years ago, and then he put out an album like a couple of months before Hive Mind. Really good album, too. There's a song that I love playing. One of the early releases, On My Mind with Sid, and then it is like a slash, Charge It to the Game, I think.
And on Purple Naked Ladies?
No, this is on the bassist album called Letters of Irrelevance, I believe.
Wait, I think I have the track on my
It's playlist. Like him sitting on the hood of a car.
No.
Okay. You gotta check it out. There's like a really good song he did, like a duet with Sid, and it's just like that was the single for the album, I guess. But yeah, that's definitely a banger too. So since we're just kind of approaching the end of the show, we're gonna play our last two. We might even play a third if we have time. We have 7 minutes. Oh no, it's gonna we're gonna hit it like by the hair. So so we're just gonna let it close out. The two songs is gonna be Wonder Woman, which is a song off my album Sounds of a Seed, which is also available on Spotify and Apple Music and all those other streaming platforms, and also this new thing called YouTube Music, which is like Spotify but like the YouTube brand of it. It's gonna be on there too. So I guess on the 17th is when they said it's
this
gonna
Wednesday?
be, yeah, is when it's gonna be like coming out. I guess it's already out, but like
it's not finalized.
I think the albums will be like on there at a particular time.
Still new thing, YouTube Music.
Exactly. So yeah, it's everywhere. So you're gonna hear my song, and then we're just gonna close with "Get You" by Daniel Caesar. Oh. Really great Canadian soulful artist. Been playing that like for the longest time. So yeah, but thanks again for listening. This is Aaliyah Gary, your host, and
Joseph right here.
Thanks so much for tuning in with us. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is CJLO 1690. Enjoy
it as well.
Another world, another mind. She'll take the weight off your shoulders. Oh, her strength is so divine. And I went walking too many steps ahead. That's when I looked over the shine.
Drought and famine, natural disasters.